Aloha, my love, and welcome to the Divine Feminine Ascension podcast, where we talk about the initiatory path of embodied spirituality. I am your host, Celeste Gluz, and I'm here to support you in the embodiment of your sacred feminine wisdom as you ground your spiritual journey while creating a desire-led life. Join me to talk about integration, embodiment, and initiations of divine feminine ascension. Hello, my love, and welcome into this space. If you can just take a little shoulder shrug, allow your heart to rise and your ears to pull up and back. Let your spine lengthen wherever you are, no matter what you're doing. And I want you to drop your breath a little bit. Allow your breath to drop into your hips and just feel that sensation of presence, of embodied awareness. Maybe take a little wiggle of your jaw and soften the back of your eyes and just notice what that feels like as we do that together and drop in. Today I'm sharing with you a message that the goddess Pele on Big Island shared with me in vision. And a part of me feels like this is old news, and a part of me feels like this is new news. And as Pele showed me clearly, it doesn't even matter what side of the coin you're on, you're still holding the coin. So here it is. She showed me the collective pain within wombs that we're holding as the feminine. And this came to me as a big surprise because for many years, my spiritual path asked me to feel the pain of the collective. And eventually, after feeling it for so long within my body and my visions, I kind of felt like I was over it. Like, okay, I did that thing. I get it. I see it. We can move on now. And of course, naive little me, thinking that, okay, I felt it, I'm done with it. She was very clear in showing me that it's still very much alive. And I have a feeling that if you're here with me now, there's something here for you to receive. And I just want to be clear that pain in our womb is so masked in today's world. And I say this from my own personal experience because we don't even realize how much pain we carry within our womb and how that is acting out and acting through us subconsciously. And this is very much a part of the seductress path and understanding the dark goddess that lives within us and understanding our subconscious. When we are not in tune with the darker aspects of what lives inside us, it turns into pain. It turns into us looking for things externally to fill our cup or fill us up. And meanwhile, it's an empty void. We'll never be able to fill it if we don't touch the dark essence within us. Because believe it or not, ultimately what happens is when you merge with that thing that's causing you pain, when you merge with the darkness, yes, initially it might be painful, but all of a sudden there's like this relief in your body. It's like your belly can relax and your shoulders can drop because it no longer holds this overbearing weight on your shoulders and your literal body. Your ability to look at it and look at whatever is living inside you is your gift. And what Pele was showing me was that there's just far too much pain in the womb of women that is being held right now. And it's really important to get curious about what we can do with that pain. We don't have to change it. We can't erase it. But how do we make amends with it? How can we just drop our feet in the soil of it and stand in it? How do we stand in our own pain and say, this is mine? This is mine and I own it and I can still stand. And that's what I felt. I felt her strength, and her teaching is that ability to embrace the entire complexity of the human experience. And when we do that, all of a sudden our breath expands and the space within our body begins to expand. If you ever noticed any kind of habit that you have that is yearning to fill up an empty void, notice what happens to your body when you're in it. So for me growing up, that was food. I've had a very long journey with food. And I realized through time that the more I breathe and create space within my body, the more that template just dissolves. But it's not dissolving because I'm fighting it. It's actually dissolving because I'm looking at it and breathing into my body. And so the seductress path will bring forth within you what lives inside you, what your life has shown you, and allow you to just look at it, not have to judge it, not have to have an answer for it, not have to heal it, not have to alchemize it, not have to do anything with it. Just stand in it. And I think this is something that we've just kind of overlooked in the healing circles and in these times where all we want to do is just band-aid the thing, put some glossy paint over it, make it glittery, make it shine, and call it a day and say that we're healed. And Pele and the dark goddess come forth at this time and ask you, what if you never heal it? What if the point is not to heal it? What if the part of you that wants to heal it is also the part of you that refuses to accept it? What if all you had to do was soften into its acceptance? And I know that it's so much easier said than done. And that's the process of the seductress. That's the initiatory path into your feminine power. Realizing that we're not here to fix ourselves. When the feminine asks you to descend into your womb and initiates you into your power, you begin to truly soften from the inside out. Like, you begin to merge with the soil of who you are. And that, to me, is embodiment. That, to me, is what Hawaii teaches. That, to me, is what the Lemurian lineages are here to remind us of. That, to me, is what Pele was showing me. That we don't have to cover our pain in glitter and smiles, but we do need to look at it. We do need to stand in it. We do need to be aware of it. Because everything comes down to the present moment. And in the present moment, if you are not fully embodied, your old templates will continue to repeat themselves. This is what is called looping. And this is the issue with the obsession over healing and the obsession of, you know what it is? It's like if I'm walking on land and I'm looking at soil and all I want to do is wish that there were a tree on the soil. It's like, why would I want to wish that that soil was anything other than what it is? And this is what we're doing with this obsession in the healing, path. And this is what Pele was showing me. It was like, there's so much pain in the collective womb, and all we're doing is masking it. All we're doing is trying to, you know, think of the next new method of getting rid of this experience that we've lived without ever fully standing in it. And so my invitation for you today, and the invitation of Pele from Big Island, and the invitation from the Dark Goddess, is to ask yourself, what parts of you are you so focused on healing or changing that you're actually not even fully embracing? Like, where are you not allowing yourself to fully breathe because you're so focused on healing or changing or getting rid of the thing? And what would happen if you stopped trying to change it? What would happen if you allowed yourself to fully drop in and be present with it? And this is what we're going to do in the Seductress Path. We are going to call forth our Dark Goddess, and we're going to ask her to train us. We're going to ask her to guide us with grace, with a lot of compassion. But we're no longer going to look away and trying to fix her. We're not trying to fix the Dark Goddess. If anything, the Dark Goddess is trying to wake us up to her power. It's like, no, you're very confused here. There's nothing that the Dark Goddess needs to be cleaned up for. It's funny because we think we need to clean up our subconscious, and the Dark Goddess comes in and says, no, you've got it all wrong. You're trying to clean me up, and I'm trying to show you where your power is. So we're going to be breaking that down inside the Seductress. We're going to be getting very clear about where we need to be standing, and then what can actually be moved and worked through. Because, of course, there are things that can be worked through, absolutely. But there's been a hyper obsession about how we can perfect ourselves. And in that process, we have lost notion of what this human experience is actually trying to offer us. So if you're curious to learn about what your Dark Goddess has in store for you, what magic is inside the soil of your essence, the depths of your womb, if you're curious to know what parts of you are you not seeing that are actually your magic and your power, I invite you to join me inside the Seductress, where we initiate with our feminine power. We drop into our womb. We get very cozy with our dark feminine by giving her space in our life, by bringing light to her and allowing her to teach us, to guide us, to show us the parts of us that we have shunned or that we've decided are no good for us. And we make a choice to embrace that aspect of ourselves and allow that aspect to give us strength, to anchor us into our feminine power. So if that calls to you, join me I invite you, check out The Seductress, check out the webinar, and let me know if you have any questions. And lastly, leave a review. I'd really appreciate it, and it really helps with the ranking of the podcast and getting the word out. Okay, my love, until next time, mwah. Sending you many rose blessings.